you have a birthday, there's a time for death. Not here. There's a time for starting. There's a time for finishing. There's a for departure. There's for rising. Yes. Every today is the first day. Every today is the first day of the rest of our whole life in this world. Today is the first day in the rest of my whole life, your whole life. Also, tomorrow will be called today. Another today is the first day of the rest of our whole life. Then one day, which is called also today, will be called the last day of our whole life in this world. So today is the day of God's favor. Today is the day of God's salvation. Yes, we are called from this world to be true worshipers of God. But at the same time, we are again sent in this world to be true worshipers of God. Yes, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Our permanent citizenship is in heaven. Our permanent home is heaven. Can you read this?
Amen.
Continually, the Bible says, if somebody says in his heart, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. What does this mean? This means our relationship, the relationship we have with God is revealed, to be revealed, to be glorified by what kind of relationship we have with others, other Christians, brothers and sisters. Today, text reveals our relationship with each other. We belong to each other. Let us read the first verse. Verse 3 says, sharing it together, by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with a sober judgment in accordance with a measure of faith God has given you. In short words, in this, know yourself, know thyself, know 자신을 알아. Know yourself. Evaluate yourself rightly. On honest assessments of our capabilities, abilities without conceit, without false modesty is one of the first essentials for useful life. Health self-esteem is very important because even some Christians think too little, too low of themselves. In other words, other Christians evaluate, emphasize themselves. So the key to honest and accurate evaluation is knowing the basis of our self-worth, our identity in Jesus Christ. Outside Jesus Christ, apart from Jesus Christ, we are nothing. We are totally nothing. We can do nothing properly. But inside Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, we are some things. We are somebody. We are valuable. We can do everything what God wants us to do by His power. So, according to this verse, by the grace given me, I say, every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with the sober judgments in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Grace. We are saved by grace. Grace is gift. Also, we are saved on the basis of God, Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and his power of resurrection. Also, Jesus Christ is the greatest, biggest gift given to us by God. Also, we are saved through faith. Even faith is gift. Life is a gift. Salvation is a gift. Common gift. We have received so many gifts from God. And from this verse, at least we can get two lessons. First, we should not overrate ourselves. We must know ourselves. We should not over-evaluate ourselves. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "It is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves, but it is gift. It is gift of God. Not by works, so that you may not boast." We have nothing to boast in the matter of salvation. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 says, "Brothers and sisters, think of what you were. Think of who you were when you were saved, when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many of you were of noble birth. God chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise in this world. God chose the weak things of this world to shame the strong in this world. God chose the lowly things of this world. God chose the despised things of this world. God chose the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that you may not boast before God." This Bible says, God opposes the proud. Are you proud? God rejects, God opposes the proud, but God gives grace to the humble. Let me say just a story as an illustration. This is only illustration, a parable. One day, two men went to the gate, entrance of heaven. Then the angel said to them, the angel said to one of them, "You know, you need 1 billion score to get entrance ticket of heaven." What did you do? What did you do to get this entrance ticket of heaven? And one of them answered with a big crowd, with self-confidence, "Yes. My family background was Christian. My father was a pastor. My grandfather was a missionary in Africa. I was an elder in any church for a long time, whole life." Then the angel said, "That's good, not bad. You got 0.1. Anything else? Okay, continue." He was disappointed. He was surprised. Only 0.1? But he continued. "Yes, on earth, I supported more than 10 missionaries regularly, continually. I built 10 local church buildings, sacrificing my estate, my big money. Also, I helped the needy." Then the angel answered, "That's good, not bad. You got another 0.1. So the total 0.2. Go on, continue. Yes, yes. He was dismayed, disappointed, but he continued. He tried to do his best. "Yes, I never missed the whole official worship services. Every Sunday morning, Sunday evening, every dawn prayer meeting, Wednesday, Friday, all night prayer meeting and same group. I attended all worship services. Also, I offered full tithes. Good. That's good. Not bad. You got 1.1. You are going to be more 3. Then the angel said, but your attitude of your pride, arrogance, self-justification makes you lose 0.100. So your final total point is minus 993. Your whole total point is by far below 0 point. Not only 0, below 0 points. He was totally bankrupt at the gate of heaven. And the angel turned his face and he asked the other person, what did you do to get the entrance ticket of heaven? He answered, yes, I know. I am totally disqualified to get this entrance ticket. I need only mercy, grace, compassion. But one thing I did was I believed in Jesus Christ. I trusted in Jesus Christ who died on the cross for my sin and rose again from the dead for my salvation, for my eternal life. I just trusted in Him. I just believed in Him. I just called Jesus Christ as my Savior, as my Lord, as my King, as my God. That is all I did on this earth. Please do not see me, but see Jesus Christ in me. Then the angel was fully satisfied. Oh, you have Jesus in you. That is more than enough. You got more than 1 billion points. Because you are child of God. John 1:12 says, to those who believe in Him, to those who accept Him, He gave him the right to become what? Children of God. Kingdom is home of God. You are child of God. You are more allowed. You have right to enter kingdom of heaven because you are child of God. Also at the same time, we should not underrate ourselves. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ to do good works. It's God prepared in advance for us. Yes, in Jesus Christ, we are created in His image, in His likeness. In His, God has a special purpose. God has a special plan. God has great expectation from us. In Jesus Christ, we are most valuable, capable of worth service. Please do not underestimate yourselves if you are in Jesus Christ. We are children of God. Amen. By the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with a sober judgment, sober judgment, sound judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Sharing in the next 2 verses, verse 4 and 5 says, just as each of us has one body with many members and these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Amen. One body with many parts, many members. This is true. Each of us has one body. One body, one body, one body, one body. In one body, many, many parts. Eyes, nose, mouth, neck, ears, hands, neck, inside, many, many, many parts. We are living parts of one body. See your body, see your parts, your members in your body. Yes, we know the members of this one body, neither argue with each other, no fight each other, no envy each other, no disputes about their relative importance. Each part, each member carries its own function. Every individual part, member, has its own task to do. Then, Christian church, yes, AICF, NU church is a Christian church. Christian church should be like this. Church is the body of Christ. Christ is the head of this church. And each of us, each believer is a member of this one body. It means a man cannot be a man separated from another man. Christians can be a Christian among Christians. Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? A Christian cannot be a Christian isolated from the community of Christians. That is called church, the body of Christ. A man can be a man only among men. I can be a man because of you. You think I'm a man? Huh? At this moment, I was reading with you another passage. First Corinthians chapter 12. First Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 14 to 27. Would you open your Bible? My version is NIV. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 14 to 27. Let us read together from first to last, carefully, thoughtfully, prayerfully, clearly, expecting the guidance of the Holy Spirit, expecting the illumination of the Holy Spirit. Let us read together. Let it go. Now the body is not made of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a head, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, this should not for that reason cease. If the whole body were eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the head, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we choose with special honor. And of course, then our unpresentable and pretty presentation bodies. Why our presentable parts need no special treatment? But God is combined with members. So that there should be no division in the body, but that the parts should be equal for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers. If one part is honored, every part rejoices in me. Now you are the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The head exists for the body. The body exists for the head. Each part, each member is both knees and hand to each other. I want to show some letters whose meaning is very biblical, meaningful, as much rich in meaning. I think there's three letters. First, do you know this one? This is Korean letter for I sound na. Also, this Korean letter for you sound no. See these two letters carefully. I and you sound na, no, na, no. Then half, this one, half are same. It means I and you have half in common. I am your half, you are my half. Half is the same. Another is different, this one. But this one and this one facing each other, heading for each other, and toward each other. If this one turn, now becomes no. Also this one, if this is a turn, no becomes na. So this na and no belong to each other. And I can see who I am, what I am through no. Without no, I'm not. I am because of you. You are because of I, me. Also, this is becoming one class. I and you are one. Just I am other side of you, you are other side of me. One point, just one point with two sides. Very difficult. You think so? This, hey, Chinese brothers and sisters, you know, this is Chinese letter for humanity, human being, man and woman. Salam. Sound in. Man, human humanity. The picture is two things are standing together, depending on each other. They are standing, they are supporting each other and being supported by each other. Like this. Without this hold down. Also without this hold down. They are supporting each other, being supported by each other. This can stand because of this also this thing can stand because of this. They are standing depending on each other. So this is a very biblical Chinese letter. Say in. Let me show you one more task. Also Chinese letter. This is a Chinese letter for this is verb. We are verb to come. Come, meaning to come, come, come here. And sound red. Red. He just says, like? Come, all you who are weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace. I'll give you eternal life. I'll give you salvation. Come, come to me. This meaning is
no?
Anyway, this we can interpret. We can interpret this letter biblically in two ways. Two ways. First meaning.
원래?
Sorry,
oh, okay, 찾았어. I found it.
Oh, yes.
Okay, first interpretation. There's cross. Cross. Three men hanging from the cross. Right side, left side. Two small men. And in the middle, in the center, one big man. Two small men, right side or left side. In the middle, in the center, one big man. Two small men, symbols, two robbers hanging on the cross. All human beings are sinners. Not only two men hanging on the cross. All human, just they are symbols of all, they are representative of all human beings who are sinners, terrible sinners, totally depraved. Then one was saved simply because he called Jesus, you are my Lord. The other is rejected. Also still today, some are saved, the others are rejected. Then Big man, symbol Jesus Christ, the original God, became man, incarnated. He hanged from cross, but also he stand in the middle. He was hanging from the cross, but also he in the middle sustained his cross. Without this big man in the middle, in the center, this cross could not stand. Another interpretation. Second way. What is the meaning of this letter? Come. Man! To the cross! Come, you may say. In Chinese letters, there are several letters. This meaning very biblical. Other letters. If you want, I'll show you later in the visual.
Thanks.
Okay, let us read. Next verse is from verse 6 to 8. From verse 6 to 8, let us read together. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is a proper sign, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is a serving, let him serve. If it is a teaching, let him teach. If it is a encouragement, let him encourage. If it is a contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is a leadership, let him govern the life. If it is a showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Yes. These gifts. Already we have received so many gifts. As I mentioned already, grace is gift, faith is gift, life is gift, salvation is gift, even peace is gift. Everything we are doing in Christ is gift. So we must be humble and recognize our partnership in the body of Jesus Christ. Let me repeat. We must be simple and recognize our what? Spiritual partnership in the body of Jesus Christ. Only then our gifts can be used effectively. Only then we can appreciate others' gifts. We must realize all gifts and abilities come from God. We must understand that not everyone has the same gifts, no all gifts. Also, we must dedicate our gifts for God's service, not to our own individual personal success. Also, we must be willing to utilize our gifts wholeheartedly, not holding back anything from God's service. In these three verses, we can see seven items of gifts. This is only examples. Actually, there are many, many gifts. Most of them hidden from the public. Those inside the things, words and actions that serve and magnify God. Also in another book, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we can see another example of gifts. You know how many? Nine examples of gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let me say briefly. The message of wisdom, the message of knowledge, faith, healing, miraculous power, prophecy, distinction between spirit and speaking in many kinds of tongues. How many languages you speak? Also, language is gift, tongue is gift, and interpretation of tongues. Then in this passage, seven examples. Shall you see? Seven. First, prophecy. Actually, in the New Testament, prophesy not always means predicting for the future. But usually, often, in the New Testament, prophesy means communicating God's message effectively, especially the message of the gospel. If you communicate the message of the gospel, the message of salvation, effectively, persuasively, powerfully, it means you have the gift of what? Prophesy. Let me say just the characteristics of this list. briefly. First, prophets. First, prophets. Prophets are bold, fearless, articulate. Just a characteristic. Second what? We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is first prophesy, first prophet, second servers. Servers are faithful, loyal, consistent, steadfast. And next, let him serve. And if he's teaching, teachers. Are you teachers? Are you teachers? Teachers are logical thinkers and clear and persuasive explainers. And next, if it is encouragers know how to motivate others, giving others hope and courage. And next, let me encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, contributors, what is the meaning of contributors? Just givers. So contributors are givers and generous, hospitable, and trusted. And next, if it is leadership, let him govern diligently. Leaders. Leaders are good organizers, managers, having impact and influence. And the last, if it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Mercy shows. Are you mercy shows? Mercy shows are caring, happy with compassionate hearts. Let me make four things clear related to the gifts. First, we must know every single born-again Christian has received gifts and gifts. There is no Christian who has no gifts. Already, grace is gifted, salvation is gifted, faith is gifted, eternal life is gifted. Also in skill area, in ability, we have received gifts. So this importance for us to know what is my gift. You know what is your gift? You have received already gift. Amen? Music. Secondly, there is no rank among gifts. All gifts are needed, but there is no gift. That is superior or inferior to other gifts. All gifts are same in value, in rank before God. So we must be careful not to emphasize my own gifts. Also, we should be careful not to minimize other members' gifts. We must respect other gifts, other members' gifts. Thirdly, number three. Gift is not fruit. You know the fruits of the Holy Spirit. There is a term in Christian life. The gift of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Gift is not fruit, not purpose. Gift is not weapon to fight evil. Gift is not a toy to play with. Gift is a tool to build up with the church, the body of Christ. It is given to each of us for the benefit of others, not my own benefits. Then finally, gifts. Giving gift is the job of Holy Spirit according to his own choice and decision. So we are very, very passive in receiving gift. Giving gift and giving what kind of gift just depending on the choice, will of the Holy Spirit. We are passive in receiving gift. But we have a responsibility. We are responsible to use this gift to develop, to increase this given gift for His glory, for His kingdom, for the body of Christ. We know the story of Hannes. He is called Hannes Herod in Matthew chapter 25. You remember? Talent king. Three servants received. Each of them received gifts from their lord, from their owner. One servant received 5 talents of money. The other, another, received 2. The other, 1. Yes, they were totally passive in the city, but they had the responsibility to use that gift. Two servants put their gifts at work, to work, and gained more, doubly more, and they received praise from the Lord. You are good and faithful servant. But another servant, yes, he received the talents, but he did not use it. He dug a hole on the ground and he put his gift under the ground. He kept that talents. He kept that gift very well, very safely. But he did not put his talent, his gift to work. He received condemnation. You are weak. You are weak and lazy, lazy servants. You will be cast out into darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes, we have received it. At the last day of this year, 2017, we must evaluate ourselves. We must see our past, what I did with this gift God has given us. By His grace, by our faith. So, first, let us give thanks to God. Because we are here, we are up here by His grace. And if God give us another year, next year, starting tomorrow, also next year is a gift. Let us pray for our big sacrifice, big resolution, big willpower, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, so that we may be successful in using our gifts at work for His glory, for His kingdom. This time, let us spend some time in the visual person to talk to God, and let us give thanks to Him for so many, many gifts. Yes, grace is gift, faith is gift, salvation is gift. More than anything else, Jesus Christ is the greatest gift given to us for our Father. Let us give thanks to Him for this wonderful. Many, many things. Oh. privilege of privacy. Lord, Father God, especially thank you for so many wonderful gifts given us by your grace, by your mercy, by your compassion. More than anything, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ is the greatest gift given to us. Oh Lord, help us to put all gifts in our daily life for your glory, for your kingdom. Yes, we know every today is first day in the rest of our whole life in this world. But also we know one day, called even today, will be departure day from this earth. Our last day from this earth. On that day we will stand before you to give our final account to you how we live in this world. That's why Bible encourages us, warn us, do not boast about tomorrow. You do not know what the day may bring for us. We do not know what is waiting for us tomorrow. We do not know what will happen to us even 1 minute later. But we are not afraid. We can face the future, uncertain future, simply because of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no fear in our future. Even though we do not know our future, we do not fear about future in our Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, help us to be more diligent, more sincere, more faithful in serving you, in loving you, by serving our brothers and sisters in Christ, because we belong to each other. You challenge us, you encourage us, be faithful to the point of death, and I give you the crown of life, the crown of glory. Thank you for your wonderful cross, wonderful covenants. In Jesus' name, amen.